a growth-oriented online system for site-specific pesticide use risk evaluation. It's a web demonstration. We tried to do it. We had all the content here, but we couldn't get it connected. I had requested the audiovisual help, but it seems nobody's here as they promised. But as a backup, we have the screenshot. I think he can continue with the presentation with that. Thanks for bearing with us. Go ahead. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. Me again. Last, you know, I gave a presentation just 15 minutes ago about the spatial and temporal analysis of the wine grape risk, and that's a regional analysis. And also, actually, we also have a have an interactive website at a global level, which is specifically developed for California grower. In this website, users can input and can choose county and choose crop type and choose, you know, there are two analysis types. One is past performance and one the other is future decision making. Here I picked the past performance here, and the users can input their operator ID, which was assigned by county commissions, and every grower has this ID, and can you verify, then there will be a list of field ID popped up. Here is you know, then after clicking the submit, the result, you know, the field level risk assessment result will be shown for that field. For this table, this the date when, you know, the date the pesticide is was applied, and the pesticide product names, and the application rate, and the aggregated risk, and surface water risk, groundwater, soil, and air. From this table, we can see that this pesticide had a high risk to surface water and air. Also, for comparison, you know, the pesticide risks at the field level was aggregated to a, you know, to a single row of numbers. Then also will the website will also query the background database to get the grower level risk values, and also the county level and also the state level for comparison. There are also a few links to see the trends at a field level. Oh, sorry. Now for this pesticide, the risk is high. Then you users can click into this pesticide to see the active ingredient, which is called pyrifos for this pesticide product. And I can also see the detailed properties of this active ingredient. Then I also can click show chart to see the basically a prettier presentation rather you know, than the digital numbers. And this is a multiple year risk trend for that queried grower to see, you know, which can be used as an used for education purpose. And this is a, you know, because I made this screenshot a little bit earlier, actually there are several other links here to see the spatial distribution map of the risks for, you know, for surface water, groundwater, and soil and air. And users can also there's a link here, can also see the field level risk for all the fields belonging to that grower. This is the screenshot for future decision making analysis. Users can manipulate the pesticide, you know, to choose which pesticide to use and how much would be applied and when that will be applied. then click evaluate, then we'll give a future decision, you know, we'll give a, give an estimated risk of the proposed pesticide use plan.